We are 20 days away from the Africa's Travel Indaba, which happens in KZN. Of course, a few week and a few days since the conclusion of the World Travel Market that concluded here in Cape Town on the 11th of April. I know that September is generally regarded as Tourism Month, but this is actually the critical time in the business of tourism in South Africa. Leanne Singer is with FIDASA and was at the World Travel Market, joins me now. Leanne, a very good morning and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Africa. Good morning.
It was a wholly successful World Travel Market, wasn't it?
It really, really was on all levels. The number of attendees, the number of exhibitors, the number of face-to-face meetings, and hopefully soon we'll see the number of deals that were made.
And which, I suppose, there are traditional source markets for South Africa that we need to keep on feeding and nurturing and managing and massaging if necessary. Were there any sort of other parts of the globe that surprised you as go, oh, okay, I wasn't expecting that level of interest from that part of the world for visits to not only South Africa, quite frankly, but all of Africa?
I think there was a very strong presence from our neighbouring SADC countries who exhibited this year. The buyers that attended were from the big key source markets, right? But where we particularly saw an interest was from India. There was a group of Indian journalists who joined us at World Travel Market, and they expressed a huge interest in South Africa. And we know that that could be such a massive source market for South Africa. If we can sort out the bureaucracy and the visa challenges that we face with those key markets, India and China, it'll change our businesses here in tourism overnight.
I was having a conversation with an aviation specialist yesterday afternoon because SAA is looking for access to capital markets and for finance loans in order for them to obviously sustainably grow and be able to use their routes to Frankfurt, to London, for example, that they have and they are not currently operating. And I asked, what is the urgency of us getting that money? Because are we not running out of time? And he noted that airlines like United and Delta, for example, pretty much has taken up the American market. We know that SAA will be flying to Perth as of the 28th. That's next week, Tuesday. But the pricing per seat is more than a Qantas flight from Johannesburg. And the South African government sometimes needs to appreciate that the tourism industry is at pace. Like, you move almost every hour, and we cannot wait for months or years for these decisions to be made. You, as a sector, have been really alerting the government to the frustrations you are feeling when it comes to the visa regime, particularly for a huge market like India.
It's been a battle for years now, and we really are running out of time, because it's not as if South Africa is the only option for these shoppers, right? Okay, so it's hard to get into South Africa. Well, let's just take our business elsewhere, where it is very easy for us to obtain visas. It can all happen online through e-visas. Our visitors don't have to arrive in person. So it really is I wouldn't say it's a small step, but our minister is working really, really hard, because it's an interministerial project, and our minister is driving this project really, really hard. But the key decision makers lie within one department, and that's the Department of Home Affairs. And that's really where we need to see the change happening to unlock this potential. And yes, this is about businesses driving. This is about making our country accessible for tourists. But what does tourism do? Tourism creates jobs and fights unemployment. And that is our number one goal as South Africans at the moment.
Perfectly scheduled, of course, was the inaugural Hospitality Awards, which the Federated Hospitality Association of Southern Africa was awarding on the 12th of April. That was the Friday of the week of World Travel Market, happening, of course, at Centricity Convention Centre in Cape Town. Who were some of the big winners that evening?
You know, it was such a special evening, Africa, because we have all these people working in our businesses on a daily basis, serving our guests, looking after our visitors. And often big fancy hotels are acknowledged, but we went out to acknowledge those people that work in our businesses. And so many stood out. It'd be unfair to single out a single winner, because everybody that that even was nominated deserved to be there. But the really beautiful story of the evening must be our leader of the year, Denise Stubbs from Demersfontein, the daughter of two farm laborers who today owns shares in Demersfontein. And she, along with 49 farm workers, are the shareholders in that company. And they export, they make their own wines, they have a four-star accommodation guest house, and they export their wines all over the world.
That's amazing. You also awarded the Executive Housekeeper of the Year, the Front of House Manager of the Year, the Young Professional of the Year. And I imagine these are the inaugural awards. You're going to be handing this out every year, won't you?
Absolutely. You know, we were overwhelmed by the response that we got to our project. It just shows you how businesses put their money behind their teams, right? And that was the greatest success for us, was the number of entries that we had in this inaugural FitHouse Awards. So next year we're poised to come back bigger and stronger than this year. We've set the bar pretty high, so we're already thinking how we're going to, you know, exceed everybody's expectations. The good news is that we have representation from around the country. So we had different provinces representing us. We had different industries representing us. We had small independent boutique hotels. We had the big group hotels represented, small individual restaurants, chain restaurants. So we were really happy that we reflected a cross-section of the hospitality industry in South Africa.
I was going to say the tourism minister, Patricia de Lille, of course, was there and noted that tourism and hospitality are powerful vehicles to showcase our country and all we have to offer as we draw visitors. Those are such true words, aren't they?
They really are. And if we look at becoming part of the tourism industry or job market, there are very few barriers to entry to become part of this tourism supply chain, right? It doesn't take huge capital expenditure to start a business in tourism, and it is pretty easy to get a job in tourism. And what our awards have demonstrated is that as soon as you get a foothold in the tourism industry, if you have potential, if you have talent, if you have that drive, The opportunities are endless for you in tourism, like our award winners have shown us.
Well, congratulations to you, Leanne, and may they grow in strength. And thank you, as always, for your availability at such an early hour of Tuesday morning. Leanne Singer, of course, FedASA Cape Chairperson, reflecting on the world travel market, which concluded on the 11th of April. And then the very next day, they held the inaugural Hospitality Awards, recognizing excellence across the South African hospitality industry, which was a wonderful success. And on the WhatsApp line saying, good morning, Africa. Yesterday, I was privileged to attend a free performance of the Cape Town Opera in Edgemead. What an inspiring experience. Standing ovation. Well done. And I'm so glad you're able to make it. They do have three other stops. So please follow them on their social media. Instagram, probably the easiest to find out where they're going to be performing next. They'll be performing today, tomorrow, as well as Thursday. They've got three more stops. Really, really world-class award-winning chorus that is going to be entertaining you.